section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
A diva is released, a TNA wrestler is suspended, and a Hall of Famer is arrested. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Take what you wanna take. Don't you leave me here. Last thing, leave your side for your fear. I'm the one, one and only love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So we got not a ton of news this week, right?
Yeah, no, nothing happened in the world of wrestling this week, did it?
No, but Seth Rollins' girlfriend, who wasn't his girlfriend, but now is his girlfriend, was fired about something that happened 3 years ago, and it deals with swastikas.
Mm-hmm. So his girlfriend, Zahara, who was in developmental NXT, she actually got a lot of press because her and Solomon Crow were going to be doing a brother-sister duo thing. And so a lot of people went digging through her social media. And you see years ago, she had something about swastikas and not the manji, which is the swastika, but flipped, which has been used in cultures for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. But this was a real swastika, and she basically said, who cares? What? It's just a swastika. So I'm really curious. Look, I have stuff on my social media, I'm sure, that is pretty old that, you know, doesn't necessarily represent me anymore. You know, maybe I have, like I said, some curse words, or maybe I said, oh, I love the Packers or something like that, you know, something that I really regret. And that's not me. So if somebody brought that to my attention, I'd be like, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe that was on there. I never noticed that before. I didn't notice that there was a swastika in my picture or multiple swastikas. You know, I saw the picture. So I think that this was just so stupid on her part. I don't understand why she was like, oh, who cares?
Yeah, I don't get that either. I mean, I'm very, I guess, political about what I put on there because I don't want something eventually to come back at me and then they throw it in my face like, oh, you said this. What? Come on. Some people just put things on there and I think they want a reaction, and she did, and she got a reaction. But the other problem that she's going to run into is, where's she go now? Because she doesn't have a job. And it's also, what's to say that Seth wasn't, you know, cheating on his girlfriend at the time with her the way it sounds like he was? Because why would he all of a sudden date her?
Yeah, well, so this actually brings up something that happened back in, what was it, January, February of last year, where Seth Rollins had pictures of himself that he sent to her or to his, you know, ex-girlfriend at the time. And, you know, it was a little love triangle going on. And so those pictures got leaked in part because of her, you know, and he had to apologize for it. And this was at a time when he was getting a big push. And I don't know if they were expecting him to win at WrestleMania. Obviously, that was the smart choice. But either way, you know, I don't know what this means for Seth. I mean, I'm sure that he is not necessarily going to try to get her back, but, you know, she's going to be around in some capacity because that's his girlfriend. So is she banned from WWE events? Probably not. But I bet you, I would be willing to bet in 6 months, she'll be back with WWE.
You really think 6 months? I was actually thinking maybe a year or two.
And I mean, it could be a year, but they will scrub her social media. She'll go to like anger management or some, like, you know, some stupid thing that, you know, doesn't really work. You know, they'll just put her in something like that and say, oh, look, now she's great and she can come back to WWE, you know, and teach her how to use social media, you know, that sort of thing. So I would say 6 months to a year.
Why is it just, she should just have a fake social media account? Everything would have been fine. But, you know, here's one thing that wasn't fine to me is when I heard Bram got arrested for domestic abuse. And what was the first thing you thought of?
Charlotte.
Exactly. I thought he beat up Charlotte. You know, that's that was the first thing that came to mind. And then it turns out we were talking about this actually last week with Roger. And he's like, no, I think they broke up. And it turns out a few months ago, they split up after being, you know, because this is their second marriage.
And no, she's on her way to her father's, you know, fifth marriage. So, you know, she's trying to tie that record. So,
yes, 16 time. Yeah, so that was really weird. So apparently, yep, he's arrested and then was suspended by TNA, which mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I laughed. I was like, oh, TNA's still around? Because we haven't covered it in so long, and, you know, it's getting okay, but...
Well, you know. We haven't been covering it. We're kind of letting that pile up because a lot of the stuff that goes on there, you know, it's only 2 hours a week, and so... You know, we allow 3-4 shows to come and then we can talk about all four at once. And I think that kind of helps out a little bit. But yeah, back to Bram, though. This was just so stupid. He was arrested for abuse, false imprisonment, which is basically where you hold someone there against their will. You know, that sort of thing. That'll probably get dropped, I would imagine. But the domestic abuse, though, that probably will stay. This is not going to look good for him. It's not going to look good when the divorce proceedings happen with him and Charlotte, because technically they're still together. I think it's next month that they meet in court for that. But this is just really stupid on his part, because TNA has actually been using him very well. He has only lost a few matches, and he's been losing very in a smart way. You know, they haven't been having him get force fed to people. Instead, they've, you know, him and Anderson were in a feud and he won two of the matches. Anderson won one, you know, so they've been very smart in the way that they were booking him. In fact, I thought that they were going to push him up and maybe make him a TNA champion within a couple of years. But instead, he does something like this. And guess what? Your chance of becoming the TNA champion are nil. Your chances of going back to WWE, they just went in the toilet. So I think that this was just really stupid on his part.
And he had a problem once before, because he was actually kicked out of the WWE before, if I'm correct, he got drunk and got into a fight, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I think it was with a cop or something, or maybe that was Charlotte that did that. Either way, you know, it was very funny that these two got together, seeing how they both, when they drink, they get very, very violent. Not a good recipe.
I wonder who's tougher is what I was trying to figure out.
Well, I would think Bram would be, but Charlotte seems like a scrapper though too. So
yeah. She's no Ronda Rousey though.
No.
But yeah, the other thing I had a problem with, and I have another issue with it, because I thought at some point we'd probably go back to Disney and we'd take our picture in front of the performance center and, you know, acting like nerds, of course. We'd have to get a selfie stick at that point, though. I'm just letting you know that now.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But now we won't be able to, because some idiot decided to try to be with a diva. I think it's Lita.
Tried to break into the performance center the 20th time in a row, wielding a knife and, you know, yelling obscenities, saying he was going to kill people. Yeah, that happened. That happened.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. So now there's a good chance that we can't take our picture outside of
the performance center. We'll still be able to go there and do that. But no, the guy himself, he was just weird. You know, like, I don't get me wrong. Like, there are things that I'm passionate about that I'm a huge fan. But I understand my limits, though, too. And, you know, maybe this guy didn't. Maybe this guy was like, look, I'm the second coming of John Cena. Like, WWE, I don't know what you guys are doing. Why haven't you called me yet? Like, I'm hanging out here. I think there was even reports, and this might have been, you know, incorrect, that he was, you know, urinating on the place too. You know, that it's like, you know, that's the best way for you to get a job at some place. When I wanted my job at Nintendo, I went over to their headquarters and peed all over it. You know, that's what I did. I yelled obscenities. I brought a knife with me to the interview. In fact, you know, that was the smart thing to do.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous. And, you know, the guy is mental. And I remember reading the stuff about it already. It's actually really sad that someone would go that far just to try to be a wrestler. And he hasn't the training. I don't know. Stuff like this really upsets me. And
you want to know how to become a wrestler? Hard work, determination, and heart. That's how you become a wrestler. Not throwing feces at a building. Not holding a knife. When was the last time John Cena had a knife in a ring? You know?
Well, it's been a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks. But, you know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, this is just such a stupid story that this had to happen. And, you know, this guy was shot outside of the performance center. Rightfully so. You know, I mean, and the man was wielding a knife. So, you know, the cops had obviously every right to do so to stop this man from, you know, he was a danger not only to the public around him, but to himself. And I just really hope that something happens so that way this guy can get help. And, you know, also, dude, you're giving wrestling fans a bad name. You really are. You know, you if you're representing us, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry for it.
And by the way, they had a restraining order that they took out on him back in, well, actually last month, and August 14th, they put it out. And guess what? He broke it. What a moron. It just, this makes me sad because now, who knows if we can go in front of the Performance Center and take a picture? I mean, who doesn't want to do that?
I don't think that that would be an issue. If you and I went there and we took our picture, I don't think that anybody would look at us and be like, hey, you know, we're going to call the cops on you. I think that somebody may say, hey, you're not supposed to be here. But I don't think that nothing big would happen like that.
Oh, by the way, you are right about the feces and him. Yeah, that I'm not. We'll just leave it at that. There's other things, too, that he did. That's just very, very disturbing. And also, speaking of disturbing, Jimmy Snuka was arrested. And we talk about we talked about this a couple times off air. And what did him in? His autobiography. That's what screwed him over. And there's a lot of good articles right now. You know, some are up to 10 pages filled of what's going on with this situation. It's kind of weird, but also it's been, 32 years since this murder happened. And now he's been charged with manslaughter and third degree murder. Who knows what's going to happen with this? That's the thing.
I mean, you called it. It was 32 years ago, and it was his girlfriend, Nancy, at the time. And she was found dead in a hotel room. And so he called the cops. The cops went. They took a look. And the coroner, upon viewing the body and speaking to the pathologist, said that he immediately suspected foul play and notified the district attorney. And he had been the only suspect involved because, you know, just like in a lot of killings, the vast majority of the time, it is who did it. You know, it's who you think did it. They did it. You know, that's the thing. But there are some people that, you know, unfortunately, they've been able to kind of get away with it because there's been a little bit of doubt. And maybe that doubt was rightfully there. Jimmy Snuka, though, everything I've ever read about it said, for whatever you want to say about the guy, maybe he's a nice guy. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time and probably lost his cool and some bad stuff happened. And so, you know, this was still open even 30 years after the fact. In 2013, they even said that it was still open and it would be reviewed. In 2014, it went to a grand jury. Then in 2015, after 32 years, he was arrested and charged with third degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. And so, you know, we're going to see what happens. WWE has cut him from their Legends contract, removed him from the Hall of Fame webpage. That doesn't mean he's been removed from the Hall of Fame. And they said that, you know, once this gets cleared up, they will, you know, make changes. This is a big topic. Let me ask you this. Let's just hypothetically say he is brought up on charges. He's indicted and convicted of third degree murder and involuntary manslaughter, which is the lesser of those, you know, so he might get 5 years, 10 years in prison, you know, depending on their mandatory minimum. So let's say he gets convicted of involuntary manslaughter or third degree murder. What does WWE do?
That's a good question. That is a great question because, you know, there is some stuff brought up about, you know, we know about Hogan and then some stuff recently about Sonny as well. Is this on the level of that? That's the main question. With murder, he gets removed. I mean, we're never going to see. Let's just put it this way. Chris Benoit will never be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Does he deserve it as performer? Yes. But then you have to realize that there's the performer or the character and then also the human being. At what point do we say, yep, the human being, he's a bad person, but the character's really cool? You know, do you say that, oh, because the character was cool, we're going to put him in? Or do you say that they're basically one and the same, we put him in? I that's the only thing that's really been bothering me because I can't figure that part out.
Well, okay, so you would say he would be removed right away then. Like, you know, they're going to scrub him. And they'll even say, we are currently removing Jimmy Snuka from the WWE Hall of Fame. We're revoking that.
I think they'll quietly do something if he's convicted. but he's in bad health. I would not be surprised if he doesn't make it, like, over the next few years, because to go to trial, it's going to be months. It might be years. And by then, he could pass away. And then do you, as WWE, say, oh, Snuka was such a great performer, blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, he was convicted the following day.
Well, no, I mean, if he dies, they won't convict. I mean, he just would have been arrested for it. You know, you can be not convicted, but arrested for crimes. So,
well, he still is supposed to pay $500,000 judgment that he's never paid. And it's been for that. It's been 30 years because mm-hmm. He said he doesn't have the money, which.
Yeah, after this point in time, you probably do.
Yeah.
I think that WWE, I would say that here's the line. The line is murder. And I would remove somebody from the Hall of Fame if they have murdered somebody. Let's just say Chris Benoit was in the Hall of Fame in 2006. And then in 2007, he murdered his wife and his son. I would say WWE would say, we are going to remove Chris Benoit.
I don't think they'd say that. I think they'd just remove him and never
talk
about
him. Yeah, and they might have a very, very tiny little blurb saying Chris Benoit has been removed.
No, I don't think they'll even say that. I think they'll just remove him and be like, he was never here.
No, they would say something because they'd want people to know that they removed him, I think. And I think Jimmy Snuka will be the same thing. They will say Jimmy Snuka is no longer in the WWE Hall of Fame because he murdered somebody. Now, in the case of Hulk Hogan or LT or, you know, any of them, you know, the people that have done terrible things, you don't remove them. You don't remove them because, you know, you're talking about their contributions to wrestling as opposed to, you know, what they've done just on this earth. Whereas Jimmy Snuka, his contribution to wrestling, while it was okay, he killed somebody. He took somebody else's life. And so I would say that is the line. You remove Jimmy Snuka from the Hall of Fame.
But what about if you're suspected of killing someone? Because
you don't remove him.
Well, that's the thing. There's one guy that I don't even want to bring up his name, but he's in the Hall of Fame now, and it's pretty obvious he killed someone.
Well, he didn't kill somebody, but he helped cover it up. Carlos Colon is who you're referring to. And that was Bruiser Brody, who, you know, he definitely died way too soon. He was probably a very difficult person to work with. I'm very sad that he's gone because he could have been a huge star. He probably would have gone to like WCW, I would guess. And he would have been a really big star for them there. You know, and we'd be talking about, you know, how great he was. But unfortunately, he was taken from us way too soon. And Carlos Colon did not help out at all. And yeah, I agree. Carlos Colon should not be in the WWE Hall of Fame. That was one of my biggest, like, why is he here? Why? You know, and it honestly kind of pissed me off. But Andy, let's move on, though, to Tamina. What does this mean for Tamina? Tamina Snuka, that's her name. You know, that's the name that WWE gives her. Do they just call her Tamina? Do they distance themselves from her? What happens to Tamina?
I don't think anything happens to her because she's not a big player, but she's there. But I don't think they're going to talk about Superfly anymore. She'll just, in fact, I would not be surprised if she doesn't do the big splash anymore. Because then they, you know, they can't, because I'm afraid that Cole, just by, you know, what he does, he's going to be like, shades of Superfly Jimmy Snuka, Tamina. You know, that's what he'd probably screw up. So I bet they're going to have her do something completely different. It is sad because it's going to hurt her. And as we know, she's pretty much there in bad, which is sad, but that's, you know, call it as I see it. Yeah, it's just sad.
I think what will happen is she will be in the background completely. She's gonna not even she might be in a match and they won't even say her name. Like, she is going to be so far in the background that you won't even know that it's her. I think that's what they're gonna end up doing with her.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think they'll just distance the fact that her last name's Snuka.
They'll call her Tamina. That's it. I agree, they're not gonna let her do the splash. They're not gonna let her do a lot of things that will pay any sort of homage to her father. They are going to try to kind of scrub them. I mean, during this time, that's the thing. WWE is a publicly traded company now, you know, and I've said before, I have a couple shares. I don't have many. All right. You know, it's not like I'm a big time investor or anything. I have a couple shares. And what they do does dictate, you know, what's going to happen. You know, there's a reason why they got rid of, Hugh Morris when, you know, that whole thing was going on. They got rid of him because a couple of people talked about it and then people asked them to release him. And so it was like, oh, wait, we actually have to do this now because that's just the way the world is right now. So same thing with Hogan. I mean, the Hogan thing, this was 10 years ago and, you know, wasn't the social media thing. And I know, Roger had talked about that. If this was 10, 20 years ago, it would have blown over, you know, and it would have, WWE might not have even released him. They've been like, oh, that sucks, you know. Well, move on.
But now everyone has a voice. They can go to Twitter, they go to Facebook, they, you know, Tumblr, whatever they want, you know, LinkedIn, if you want to say that. But everyone has a voice. And that's, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, but, you brought up the thing about Hugh Morris, Bill DeMont. I'm just wondering how much of that stuff happens in UFC because we don't hear about it because it's not publicly traded. So I've always wondered what happens behind the scenes there. But
that stuff happens there that they don't talk about it. They will cover certain things up because Dana White is like Vince McMahon was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know. Vince McMahon was not the nicest person, you know. I mean, and there's even allegations, alleged allegations, that during the Jimmy Superfly Snuka thing, that he may have helped Snuka get off, you know. But those are only allegations, so take that for what you will.
Yeah, but anyways, if you want to talk about it, and like I said, if everyone has a voice now, but you have your own voice with your own blog from HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today, try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to stay big on items from WWEshop.com. And you can also get your Bailey merchandise, which apparently is selling unbelievably. So let's talk WWE program this week. Rollins is going to take on Sting and Cena at Night of Champions because he has to defend both belts. Foreshadowing that maybe Sheamus will finally cash in because it could happen, or it could make Seth stronger. We don't know.
I really hope they do something here, especially for the US title match. I really hope at the very start or somewhere, you know, towards the beginning, he gets out of the ring and says, "Count me out, ref." I really want that to happen because if you're pulling double duty, kayfabe, right? I'm Seth Rollins. I have the US title and I have the world title. No one has had this. I have the WWE world title and no one has had those two before. I would, at that match, get out of the ring for John Cena and lose to him and say, "Oh, I lost my count out. That sucks. Well, I'm fresh from my match against Sting, though." And the reason I wouldn't do that against Sting is because he wants to prove himself. He wants to prove that he is better than Sting. And so he will have that normal match against Sting. But I'm not going to get myself all beat up from John Cena. I mean, you know, what did he do to me in the last match? He beat the crap out of me. I'm not going to do that again. Instead, I'm going to get out of the ring, get counted out, take on Sting.
Yeah, this is a very interesting thing that they can do with this. I mean, there's so many different angles they can go. My only thing is I really hope they don't mess this up because this could be something big. It could be something dull. I hope it's something big. Let's just see what the writers have in store for us. I mean, but the fact that Sting is going to be wrestling for the WWE Heavyweight Championship, you got to think, is this why he lost to Triple H, or is he trying to put Seth Rollins over? I mean, that's what you have to really think, because you could just say that, hey, he just wants to put Seth Rollins over because he thinks he's a good superstar. But then you could also say, well, the real reason he lost to Triple H at WrestleMania is because he wants to have the title, even if it's for 5 seconds, just to say that he is a former WWE World Heavyweight Champion. This is a weird one because, like I said, you could have Sheamus somehow cash in. You could, like you said, do the count out, which is actually, I think, the best thing that could happen.
Well, yeah, I honestly, I think, you know, and I'm going to stay true to it. I think that Sting will be the WWE champion at the end of this month, you know, at the end of Night of Champions. I don't know what will happen after that, but I think that he will win the title. My question to you, and you don't have to say which one, but does Rollins walk out two times or with both championships, one championship or no championships? Right now, if you had to pick, what would you pick?
One championship.
Okay. Now, Andy, something else. So it looks like Lesnar, you know, who wasn't on WWE programming this week, and they actually haven't really talked about him. You know, last week, you know, he had his match against Bo Dallas, which was funny. But they are advertising him, though, for Madison Square Garden, which is going to be on the WWE Network. It's going to be a house show or a live event, as they call it. And he's going to be taking on the Big Show. So it looks like we're not going to see him at Night of Champions. We'll see him here. When do you think we'll see him at the next pay-per-view? Like, what's the next pay-per-view he'll be at? It won't be Hell in a Cell. Would be Survivor Series.
Survivor Series could do it. Maybe Royal Rumble. But that's the only two I can think of. That's it. That would be the only two that's left. I'm been trying to think about this for a while now. When do you bring him in? Because if he's going to wrestle Big Show, you don't want to do a thing where, hey, Kofi, you're going to wrestle Brock Lesnar. What? I'm going to wrestle who? Why? You don't want to have that same thing happen again. At least with the Big Show, this could be a decent match. But, well, you know, because Big Show taking those suplexes, that would be really interesting. But he also could cost him the IC championship match, too, at Night of Champions. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that could have something to do with it. So maybe we'll see at Night of Champions. And he says, I'll see you in 2 weeks at Madison Square Garden. You know, they could always do that.
He's not going to go for the IC title. But
here's the thing, though. And this is what I've been thinking about for a while. Do you think in 5 years that all house shows will be on the WWE Network as well?
No.
Okay.
I don't. And the reason why, the way back when, you know, Austin and HBK, before they had their legendary match at WrestleMania, they wrestled at house shows in order to get the finishes down, you know, and HBK won pretty much every single match, but that's how you get to know your opponent. You know, that I remember out here when RVD took on, Bobby Roode. And they said, oh, you know, even though it's going to be at the pay-per-view tonight, whoever the general manager was at the time, he has announced that instead of at the pay-per-view, we're going to do it here live tonight, you know, and it was a big deal and everyone was like, yay. And then we got to see the match. Obviously, Roode retained. But that way you got a chance to see what was going to happen at the pay-per-view. And they pretty much kind of they use some of the stuff in there, you know, because you get a feel for it and then you do that. I think what will happen within the next 5 years is that we will see specials like this. So let's say that, you know, they do the European tour, right? We will see a European house show on there. I think that we'll see that. And it's not going to be one where, you know, they give away the finish to a match. You know, you're not going to see, Brock Lesnar and John Cena necessarily, but you'll see Brock Lesnar versus Bo Dallas, that sort of thing.
All right. Now, I was thinking about that because potentially they could do it. But my thing, and this is why I don't think they would do it, but because if I know I can watch it on the WWE Network, why would I pay? You know, I talked to one guy. He spent $75 on each seat, and he bought four of them at a house show. That's a lot of money. That's $300 for 3.5, maybe 4 hours of entertainment. That's a lot of money. And just to sit, you know, what, ringside, I think is what he said.
Well, and it's only a house show. The thing about going to a Raw, in particular a Raw instead of a SmackDown, I'll just say Raw, because at Raw, that is a live show, live-ish, and you are seeing, you potentially you could see a title change, you know, and you're going to typically see better matches there. You know, you're not going to see just, you know, the normal, like it's on SmackDown, it's tag team matches, it's, you know, rematches that you already saw on Raw, and, you know, it's not that good, to be honest, but on Raw, you know, like for me, and I have no problem saying that, Roger and I, we were fourth row, and it was $120 for us. 115, something like that. You know, it was low hundreds, you know. And you know, that's what you're gonna pay for a football game, you know. It was 3-4 hours of entertainment. It was totally fine. I didn't have a huge issue with that. I would take my son to it. You know, I think that he would enjoy that. You know, if we were able to even get ringside, you know, which was the same price. So, but a house show, I don't even go to house shows. You know, they've had house shows out here. I didn't even go to SmackDowns that were out here because it's a SmackDown. There's nothing special about it. Anyway, I'm rambling.
No, I get you. That's why I was just curious, but yeah. The other thing I was curious about, what do you think about the Divas title? About how now they're doing the countdown of when Nikki surpasses AJ Lee as the Divas champion. Do you think that she should lose it like 5 minutes right before she breaks the record?
No, Nikki is going to break the record, and it's sad. Honestly, it is, because and AJ Lee holding that title honestly is sad. Because it's the Divas title. And, you know, I'm going to say this a million times. Being a diva is not a good thing. You know, being a woman's wrestler is. And, you know, I think it's sad because, you know, yeah, the Bellas are the type of diva that should hold that title. You know, they are. You know who? What type of diva should not hold that title? Paige. Paige should not hold that title. She should hold the women's wrestling. Same thing with Sasha. Same thing with Charlotte, Becky, Bailey, them. They should hold the women's championship. And I think that this, you know, what's funny is this Divas Revolution that's happening. I was taking a look, and the Divas Revolution is basically if you are a wrestler who's under 25.
Really?
Because, I mean, think about it. The oldest wrestler there is probably, what, Charlotte or Becky Lynch, you know?
Alicia Fox would be the oldest.
Well, I'm saying that's currently wrestling. The new ones that are coming in.
Oh, Charlotte, I think, is the oldest. Becky Lynch, I think, is like 32, if I'm correct.
Oh, is she?
I think she was the one that I thought was a little bit older because I was shocked when they put her age up. I need to fact check this just to be 100% positive. But well, yeah, she's 28. I'm sorry. So I'm wrong on that.
Yeah. And actually, Charlotte is 29. And the Bellas are in their, you know, early 30s. You have Tamina, who's like 38, I want to say. She's actually quite old. You know, and so the thing with the Divas Revolution is it's about younger women wrestlers, right? And I hate to say it, but they're kind of pushing out some of the older wrestlers, you know? I mean, that unfortunately, their shelf life isn't nearly as long as, you know, some of the male wrestlers are. So, you know, but I think that Becky is going to win. Or not Becky. Nikki is going to hold on to that. She's going to break AJ's record. And then it's going to be a big deal when, you know, Charlotte, you know, or Becky Lynch takes the title from her.
And do you like the fact that now they're fighting in the group?
I do. I think that was necessary. They needed that. I think that Charlotte should be the one that turns, you know, because she could be a decent heel just like her father was. And it's not a big deal, you know, because Ric Flair is just Rick. He doesn't have an alignment. He's Ric Flair. You know, like he does elbow drops on his, you know, shirt.
Oh, my gosh. I remember. No, he throw the suit coat down and then he started doing the elbow drops to it.
Yeah. I mean, that's him. You know, that's his alignment, you know, and you're like, well, I guess I'd cheer that. But wait, I think he's a bad guy, but I'll cheer him anyway. Who cares? You know, like that's what you do. I like Becky Lynch. I think that she could be a decent heel, too. I mean, Paige obviously can. But you want to make one of them the bad guy and then have everyone else chasing after her. Maybe she could, you know, form a new stable, have somebody else come join her. So
is this the time to kick Tamina out of bad and throw Charlotte in there?
You know, honestly, you know what I would do is I would have like Becky Lynch turn on them, win the Divas title, and then align herself with Sasha Banks and have it just be a duo, you know? I don't know if Sasha would, but, you know, like that's what you do is like you have. You align yourself with somebody and then you have it be a, oh man, I really, really hate her. You know, that's what I would do.
Gosh, so many things that we could come up with. And the one thing that I would have never thought would have happened was the fact that the Dudleys, Team 3D, took on New Day on free TV. I thought they were going to wrestle at Night of Champions.
And they probably still will.
This is ridiculous. I mean, the Dudleys come back, which, by the way, was a huge shocker. And kudos to them keeping their mouth shut, by the way. Mm-hmm. But and the fact that Bully Ray is still talked about on Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, I think that's kind of funny.
And yeah, the fact this happened, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think here's my problem with this whole thing is that I think the primetime players are getting over. And I've said it, I'm be a broken record. And now they're coming out to do commentary. And what they really should be doing is cutting promos backstage again. Just go back to that and then let them continue to talk. Because I guarantee that they're probably like, here's two talking points. Make the rest of it up. And they're probably like, all right, this is what we're going to do while they're in the car the entire time. They're like, we'll say this, this, and this. And then it's gold. They'll probably throw 30 things or 1,000 things against the wall. And they're going to say, hey, this stuff works. But they're just in the background now. They just lost the tag champs. And have they got the rematch? No.
Mm-mm.
So are they going to take on New Day at Night Champions? I really hope not. I want to see Team 3D or even have it a three-way match. Something. But
well, I know I wouldn't do a three-way match with them, but you know, something that we had talked about, actually, I think Roger had brought it up last week, is do a 3-on-2 tables match. And I would be okay with this. My biggest issue is the Dudleys came back last week. They obviously attacked New Day, which honestly is kind of a heelish thing, but you know, they attacked New Day, crowd went nuts. A week later, you give this match away. Like a week later, there's zero buildup, basically. You know, like I don't quite get that. That's the thing that really boggles my mind, is that you did this that soon, you know? I mean, I'm confused by the booking decisions here, you know? You don't have enough time pass. You know, Night of Champions is coming up, I get it, but, you know, why not build up to that? Why not say, oh, you want to see Team 3D? You want to see them beat the crap out of New Day? You got to watch Night of Champions to do that. Instead, it's a, hey, you want to see them beat New Day? Oh, just tune into Raw. You don't have to worry about getting the network. I just think that that's very poor booking. I really do. And I would try to keep these two not far away from each other, but try to have them attack each other. You know, maybe let New Day get a one-upsman on the Dudleys. You know what else? Put the Dudleys through a table. How cool would that be? You know? Now, what type of insult would that be for Big E to powerbomb Bubba Ray through a table? Can you imagine that?
Wow. Wow, that's actually, yeah, you could
or
do that.
You know, do it to D-Von, you know, and then have Xavier Woods sit there as the mouthpiece, say, oh, yeah, remember when he put you through a table, you know, and just be a jerk about it. Like, how cool would that be?
Hey, by the way, why don't you watch SummerSlam again and see what happens after the match? They cut that, or was it Raw, that he came out with the trombone?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess that's not going to be in there now.
Ugh.
Which is ridiculous. But yeah, this is a weird, this is really weird booking. I hope that the Dudleys are back for, you know, give them 3 months and then let them go through the tag division. Let them win the tag titles again. Let them also basically build some guys up. I mean, they could really make New Day even better. They can take primetime players, make them better. I don't know anything about the Lucha Dragons. And I think the Ascension on the main roster is kind of a lost hope.
Yeah,
That's the unfortunate part.
Although they did get a new, they might be a stable with Stardust, as we saw on SmackDown. We'll see more about that though on Raw this next week.
Oh man! Before we go, I want to ask you a question. Do you think the Stone Cold podcast this Monday is going to be good with Edge and Christian?
I don't think it's going to be that good. Have Michael Cole on there. Like seriously, have Michael Cole on there. Have Jerry Lawler. You know, have something where, you know, he can ask some questions and be like, look, dude, I want to talk to you about this. He did that with Triple H, which he doesn't, you know, he has respect for Triple H. But let's be honest there. He hated the Click. You know, he really did. He was not a fan of the Click. Him and Shawn Michaels did not get along. They get along now. And, you know, he says that Shawn Michaels is probably the greatest wrestler of all time. You know, him and Ric Flair. But, you know, they did not get along back then, you know, and Triple H and him did not get along way back when. So that added to the tension in the show. And so he asked questions about CM Punk. You know, he asked questions about, is wrestling even good today? Why is there 3 hours? You know, that sort of thing. Him and Vince McMahon, that was like oil and water. So him and Edge and Christian is going to be kind of a, like, hey, how you guys doing? You know, we're friends, you know, so that's not going to be fun.
Do you think he should bring Vince McMahon back on?
Yeah, I think they should have a Vince round two.
Do you think Chris Jericho should do next month's? As in, do you, like, every other month you have Jericho and then you have Stone Cold, or do you just do it every other month?
Chris Jericho is really great when he's talking to his friends. I love I listen to Talk is Jericho. I skip probably, he puts out two shows a week. I probably listen to one show on average. And that's because, you know, he had New Day on this past week. Primetime Players, he had New Day on a couple weeks ago. When he has Edge on, it was really good. But when he, like, I don't care about him in, with the, you know, the metal bassist from some band. You know, I don't care about that stuff. And when it's, he doesn't do hard questions. You know, he doesn't. But when it's him and his friends, him and Lance Storm, fantastic interview. Absolutely fantastic. Because they're just reminiscing about old times, you know?
Why not have Stone Cold interview Lance Storm?
That could be a decent one. I don't think it'd be good for WWE TV, though. That, like, if Jericho did Lance Storm on the Jericho show, I think that'd be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Jericho interviews Shane Helms and Buff Bagwell at the same time.
Oh, God. No, Scott Steiner interviews Scott
Steiner. Oh, my gosh. Yes, Scott Steiner's podcast. Or Scott Steiner podcast. Nothing else. That's all it is. And then it shows him flexing.
Pretty much.
So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AltamarkAid6. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.